What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, one of the top 10 news stories in the country right now. I can't believe it, but it is. It's Kamala Harris yesterday talking to Oprah, claiming to be a gun owner.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that. But my staff will deal with that later.
Now, look, it wouldn't surprise me, Lee, if she is a gun owner. Liberals are notoriously hypocritical about this. They want to take everyone else's guns and keep them themselves. Well, okay, so there she is saying she's a gun owner. So I think, I hope Americans aren't falling for this, because here's the real Kamala Harris talking about what she intends to do to gun owners. This resurfaced this week. It was one of the top four trending things on X. So people who are on X know about it. This is what she was saying when she was attorney general. This is at a press conference in California. We should do to you, she would like to do to you if you are a gun owner, like she is, allegedly.
Just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from...
Just because you have a gun in the sanctity of your locked home, we're coming in. She says the home is locked.
Yeah.
We're coming in? Who's we?
Where's your warrant?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You pay no attention to the U.S. Constitution.
Now, this was Kamala lying at the debate on a couple Tuesdays ago.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Actually, Lee, she intends to take 5 million of our guns away. Here, I'll let her explain. This is Kamala from less than 5 years ago.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
So let me translate. Think about that, Lee. That's not just like a couple of assault weapons. Like maybe some guy has a machine gun that he built in his garage. We're going to get that. No, 5 million assault weapons? Supposed assault weapons. An assault weapon, as you know, Lee, and I know, is any weapon the left doesn't like right now.
Right, exactly. Because there's, you know, there is no such thing as an assault weapon. Any, you know, I mean, good grief. So tired of hearing that ridiculous narrative being pushed around.
So she's told us in the last 5 years, she's going to come into your house through your locked door to check on your guns. And she's doing a mandatory buyback. That's no choice. They'll give you some money for your gun, but you got to turn it
exactly,
in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mandatory buyback of 5 million guns. That's in the last 5 years she said this, yet turns to Trump a debate again and said this.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
But less than 5 years ago,
what would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
Now, remember when she was at the Democrat debate, ironically hosted by David Muir, who let her tell that gun lie at the debate, knew better because she talked about, forcing people to turn in their guns. Remember when she's at the Democrat debate on ABC with David Muir? And remember Joe Biden saying, Kamala, you can't take people's guns executively because the Democrats were debating. You can't sign a piece of paper and take their guns. And she says, oh, yes, I can.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's get constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
Yeah, Joe is right about that. Of course, he doesn't follow up on it either. But
no, no. So, you know, you're thinking, well, the Supreme Court will stop her as long as constitutionalists control it.
Yeah, exactly.
She get, you know, I tell you what, Clarence Thomas is one heart attack away from she's signing executive papers and she's going through your locked doors. Her words, not mine.
Yeah.
Her words, not mine.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so this whole I own a gun, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if she does. Again, liberals are notorious hypocrites on this.
No.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris defended by Hillary again yesterday. The fact that she flip-flops, Lee, is actually really good. You want a candidate, she says, who flip-flops, because it shows their maturity.
That's what happens in elections. You know, people say things and then they, you know, argue about it because you're trying to get that sliver of votes. And I think what she's been saying is, yeah, look, I became vice president after having been in the Senate, being attorney general and everything. And I learned a lot about what works and doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want in a president. You want somebody who's constantly learning what's going to make a difference.
No, she's constantly lying. She's not constantly learning.
If we follow that logic, then they should be praising Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. for changing their mind about leaning toward Democrat policies and moving toward supporting President Donald Trump.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. No, of course not. Of course, they came out and immediately criticized them for you know, changing their mind, for flip-flopping, as they're talking about here.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, if that was 5 years ago, then maybe she doesn't need our assault weapons anymore. She's already given the military's weapons to the Taliban. And they're flooding over the southern border, Lee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that news, that whistleblower, and I got to get this in every hour. I know some of you ride with me all 4 hours. That whistleblower before Congress yesterday, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Ordered by the Harris-Biden administration, this is what she did as border czar, ordered by the Harris-Biden administration to hide the tenfold increase in the number of terrorists at the border from the American people. In other words, lie. And not just lie to us, lie to Congress. They're just now learning about this. They've been lied to by the Biden-Harris administration. Well, you know what that means? You need your guns. You need those guns she wants. Especially you need the assault weapons, because communities are going to have to defend themselves against the people that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have let in. While she tries to take those guns executively, which she believes she can do.
Which even Joe Biden said, you can't do that, but anyway.
Texter writes, another texter, every on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Every day it feels like we are in the V for Vendetta movie.
I have to go back and watch that. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah, okay. Again, I'm playing this every hour. Bear with me. The American people need to hear this morning. This is the former San Diego border chief for the San Diego sector. So this is just one sector on the border, mind you. Tenfold increase. Listen to the numbers.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Well, it wasn't just the administration, it was the mainstream media, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was really the first year and a half of the Biden administration was, oh, the right wing's lying to you. They're making it up. Right. There's nothing going on at the border. And the whole time, think about this. They know there are terrorists coming across at a tenfold rate, and they are silencing their border patrol sector chiefs, all of them.
Heck, you had Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of DHS, sitting there telling you, the border is secure. The border is secure. The border is secure. Sitting there telling Congress that all during the Biden administration. The border is secure.
It gets worse. What do you do when you need to hide the number of people who are flooding that border? Well, the former San Diego Border Patrol chief who blew the whistle in Congress yesterday said they spend $150,000 a flight loading them up in San Diego and flying them into Texas. These are illegal immigrants, mind you.
The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Wow. And now we learn from Matt Gaetz, Congress member, there are five assassin teams stalking Trump on American soil. Three of them are foreign. Lee, I wonder how many of them came over that border.
Yeah.
I bet you at least one did. I bet they did. And that they've been stalking Trump since before the Butler rally, when the Secret Service knew about it and deliberately stood down. And high-level Secret Service officials are now turning whistleblower and coming to Matt Gaetz, coming to members of Congress, and trying to save Trump's life. Lee, I think given what Matt Gaetz has just found out here and revealed here, Trump has, I know he doesn't want to do it, I get it, but he's got to stop appearing in public. He's got to just stop until we can get a hold of the security system situation, because he's not going to survive it. He's not going to survive it. That is clear. They deliberately stood down knowing these assassin teams were out there.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.